نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. آمين يا رب العالمين. Inshallah, today we will look at Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 8 to 10. Surah Al-Baqarah. We should know how to pronounce it correctly. Baqarah. Inshallah, first we will go over the word meanings. A very important tip in memorizing the word meanings. Look at the words every day, even for just 30 seconds, and several times during the day. Also, underline the new words that you learn in every lesson, so you can just review those words instead of looking at each and every word. In the beginning, it's hard to learn so many words, but if you're patient and work hard now, later on you will realize that you have to memorize only a few words of each lesson, as most of the words you will know already. In the beginning, you will need a lot of patience. And patience is not just at a time of difficulty, but is also needed to remain upon obedience to Allah and striving in His path and to keep on learning. So it is very important that we don't become impatient, inshallah. Now the word meanings. Wa and min from. An-nas. Alif lam al the. Nas, mankind. So, an-nas, the mankind. Man, who. Yakulu, they say. Yakulu is from qawl. It is a verb. It means to say. What does the ya indicate in the beginning? It indicates a third person, not present. So, it is not you nor I, but it indicates he or she. So here, those people, or they say. Amanna. Now if you break up this word into aman plus na, the shadda on the noon indicates two noons. First due to aman, then joined with na. As we learned previously, if noon alif na comes in the ending, what does it indicate? If you are still not sure, please review your notes again. As we previously learned, it means we. So this is a pronoun. So amanna. Aman means believe or to believe. And na means we. So amanna, we believe. Billahi. Be, as we learned about before, it means with Allah. So billah, with Allah. Wa, and. Bil yawmi. Again, be, same meaning, with. Al yawmi, the day. Al akhiri. Al, the, akhiri, last. So al akhiri, the last. Wama. Here, wow doesn't mean and, rather but. Here, it is present as a circumstantial particle because the people mentioned before, their condition is being described. Ma is a negative particle meaning not in this case. It also means what or whatever, but it also acts as a negative particle. Indication of this is made by the be in the following words of bi mu'minin. So here, ma is not. Hum, they. Before we saw hum attached to a word and it meant them. But here it is separated, so it means they and not them. Bi mu'minin, again, bi is an extra letter and indicates emphasis. So it comes as a prefix preposition and indicates it all. Mu'minin are believers, so those who believe. So bi mu'minin, at all believers. Yukhadi'una, the root is khada'a, meaning for deceiving. Such deception or plotting that is done behind one's back and other person doesn't even know it. Because one doing deception shows sincerity on the face, but behind their back they're plotting. So yukhadi'una. Now the ya in the beginning indicates a third person, he or she, and waw noon at the end is a pronoun for plural. So yukhadi'una, they seek to deceive. Previously we learned khatama Allah, and it had dhamma on Allah. So whenever there's a dhamma, and here is on the word Allah, it indicates the doer. So Allah is the doer. But here, there's a fatha, indicating accusative proper noun. So yukhadi'una Allah means they seek to deceive Allah. Walladhina, and those who. Alladhina is a connecting noun and indicates those or these. Amanu, the waw alif at the end indicates plural, meaning they. And aman, they believed. Wama, and not. Yukhadi'una. Again, ya in the beginning indicates they, and waw noon ending, plural. In the middle, khada'a means to deceive. So yukhadi'una is deceiving. This is a little different from what we already learned. Inshallah, we will get a better understanding from the tafsir. Illa, except. Anfusahum. First we look at hum at the end. We know this means them, which is a plural possessive pronoun. The middle is anfus, means selves. It's a plural noun for oneself. So anfusahum, themselves. Wa ma, underline ma. Wa, and. Ma, not. Yash'urun. Ya in the beginning and waw noon at the end indicates plural forms of they, as we already studied. In the middle is the root word sheen ayn ra. It means consciousness or realization. So yash'urun, they realize. And when it's joined with wama, it means, and not, they realize. In simple English, they do not realize. Fi, this is a preposition. It means in. Underline this word. Qulubuhum. The root word is qulub, which is a plural of qalb. It's a singular word meaning heart. So qulub is hearts. Him, theirs. So qulubihim, their hearts. Maradun, a disease or a sickness. The two dhammas or tanween indicates noun. Fazadahum. Fa, the beginning means so or then. Zada, increasing. And it's a verb. Hum, them. So, fazadahum. So, increase them. Allahu. Now, here again, dhamma. It indicates Allah increased them. Maradun, in disease. Walahum, wa, and lahum. The la indicates for, whom, them. So together, walahum and for them, azabun, a punishment, alimun, one painful. The root is alif lam mim. It's an adjective. One thing to note is that the word is alim, not alim with the ayin in the beginning. That is also a word, but with a different meaning. Here it means painful and it begins with the alif. Bima. If you look at the B again, so far we learned B as in Bismillah means with. Then we learned B as an extra letter. Here we learn a third meaning. It means because. So bima, because of what? Kanu means they were. Wow, alif at the end indicates a pronoun. And kana is a verb. Yukezibun. We should know the ya in the beginning. And wow noon at the end is a pronoun, which indicates a plural. Now, the root word for yukezibun is kezaba, which means lying. So, yukezibun, they lie. Now, review the words we have learned so far. Underline the following words we learned from the previous lessons and this lesson. Lam, alladhina, which is Hamza Fatha. Inna, hum, leh, ala, la. Qulubihim, kafaru, min, man. Yukadhibun, alim. Also, write down all meanings of bi, ma, fi, fa, wa, with waw fatha, and meanings of min and man. Compile a list with these words separately, with these words in Arabic on one side of the page vertically, and write the meanings next to them. So after each salah, look over these word meanings. Place them where you can see them easily, and look over them several times during the day for 30 seconds. This process will help in learning them. If you learn these words well, the next lessons will become easier, inshallah. Just keep reviewing the letters, say the words and their meanings loudly so you can hear yourself. This will help facilitate in learning. After this week's lesson, I want everyone to listen to the recitation and check how much you understand from what you have learned so far. This concludes our word meanings for this week. Inshallah, we will continue on with our tafsir.